Are you giving it your all, but you feel like you're failing? How do you keep going when it seems like everything is against you? Would you like to know how to persevere through difficulties as a child of God? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can find out more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Discover more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about perseverance in relation to your deeper Christian living.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm ramped up about this topic because I think it's so needed. Joe Heather and I were talking right before, about the need for this topic, and the way that the Lord puts stuff on our hearts to bring it up. And so, and that was the whole point with this episode, is that the Lord put it on my heart that he wanted me to share it with you, the listeners, in our podcast today about perseverance. And there are a lot of people out there struggling, while giving it their all, and they're left confused, disappointed, and even discouraged. This is especially an area that I think is for those who are of the Christian faith that are struggling even more and when it comes to living out their purpose. And why is that? And that's because the enemy does not want you to succeed as a child of God in your purpose or at anything good. So naturally, you may experience what I would call pushback, right? So this can be in the form of excess bills, lack of funds or money, lack of reach in your audience if you're trying to grow your business and reach different people, time robbing, unexpected events, and we know what those look like, distractions, he'll distract you with all kinds of things. And these are just to name a few of the things that could come against you. And this is because the enemy is tempting you to give up, right? And you may be at that very point right now, worn down, not sure if you can keep going, but your head's telling you all this stuff, but you know that the Lord has called you to whatever your purpose might be, whatever this is right now that the enemy's saying give up on. You know in your heart, right, that he's called you to this, right? And I personally dealt with this, and I still deal with this at times. And today, Jo Heather and I are going to be sharing with you how to persevere in this episode, this very episode we're going to be sharing with you. So stick around for us to encourage you some more. Right, Jo Heather?
Absolutely. That's right, Tammy. We have no idea what you may be facing in your life right now. And as Tammy said, it could be financial, spiritual, mental, relational, physical, and you may be feeling all alone in those challenges. But as she said, that's why we're here today. We're here to tell you that you aren't alone. The trials and tribulations you are faced with today are not what the Lord originally intended for you. But when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and sin entered our world, these difficulties are now a part of our time here on earth. One of the tools the enemy puts to use in his attacks is discouragement. He loves to whisper lies telling you that you don't have what it takes to persevere and to face the trials and tribulations. He may be whispering to you that you deserve what's happening or that God is punishing you for your bad choices. But let me and Tammy tell you this. God loves you. He's made a way for you to persevere through whatever your challenges may be. And he gives you the strength you need to do it. You may feel like what I'm saying is impossible. You can't persevere. But guess what? Jesus said to his disciples, with man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen, Jo Heather. All things are possible with God. And that is the key to being able to persevere through difficulties because the Lord is right there with you. But before I dive in a little bit deeper, I want to be able to take a moment here to share with you how to find us. So depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe. But the most important thing you can do is to share this podcast to help spread love and encouragement. Maybe you know somebody right now who feels like they're just want to toss in the towel. This would be the perfect episode to share with them, to lift them up and give them, some advantages over the enemy and stay on course. And also on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access to both video and audio every Wednesday. And you can save time so you don't miss out on our episodes by going to our website one time, signing up on our mailing list, and we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday. So on this topic, I want to take a moment here to look at some word definitions, because, you know, when we're talking about a topic, it's good to really look at the way that words are defined. So we're going to look at perseverance. Now, this is the noun version of it. And it means, I thought this was interesting, perseverance in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. And I know when you're waiting for something, you may feel like God's forgotten about you. And I think this applies to that. The other one is to persevere. So this is the verb version of it. To persist in anything undertaken, maintain a purpose in spite of difficulty, obstacles, or discouragement, continue steadfastly. So Joe Heather was talking about that discouragement. That's what the enemy wants you to not persevere. So he's going to use all these things here, you know, to get you to quit. And that's what we're talking about here. This is all about not quitting, right? Not quitting or giving up, even when it looks like failure looms ahead. So if God has called you to your purpose, then he will help you make it through, right? Your part, this is what your part is to keep your faith through the good times, the bad times, the easy times, and the hard times. And I'm going to be giving you some examples from my life related to my purposes that God has called me. So the first one I'm going to talk about is becoming an author. Now, I've mentioned before in other episodes that I was a terrible speller. I still am. I have some dyslexia in reversing letters. I still do, you know, and I had no writing experience whatsoever. And yet God put it on my heart to follow him into a writing career. See, he didn't say go on your own, Tammy. He said, follow me. And I will tell you, it has been a long, difficult journey. But, you know, even starting out, the Lord gave me a word a few years ago, and I've talked about this before, the word diligence. God was letting me know with that word of encouragement that he wanted me to persevere through this. So the enemy, I would say the enemy has yet to give up on getting me to give up, right? And he's used many forms of attacks. He doesn't want me to write these books. They're going to bless people. Because producing a book from start to finish is so much work. It's very hard. It's very time consuming. It takes up a lot of my time. And I'll be honest, I can feel those discouraging arrows coming at me. Right? When my books aren't selling or sales are down, or when people fail to leave reviews, or, you know, and the things like this, it's like, well, I'll be trying to write and I'll be like, well, how can I write the next book when these ones aren't prospering the way in my mind I had thought they were going to prosper at that moment. You know, we have dips and stuff, you know, and so it makes it hard for me to persevere into the next book, you know, but, you know, God has been very clear on his purpose, right? He didn't call me to this and say, you know, it's a 6-month purpose, Tammy, or it's a 2-year purpose, right? You know, and so when he calls me to a purpose, it means he's going to bless it, right? Even when I can't see it, there are times I can't see it. So the enemy wants me to doubt God will come through for me, but I trust God. And that is how I have to encourage myself upward. There are months I have to encourage myself upward. I could look at the world thing. I'd say, no, God called me to this. He's blessed us. He's got his hand stamped on it. His hand stamp of approval. I'm going to continue onward. And that's how I do that, by trusting the Lord. So the second one is this podcast. You know, that Joe Heather and I started this podcast, you know, back at the beginning of the year. We actually had it in the works before then. But it's been a huge learning curve. You know, it really has. It's a lot of work on the front end and the back end to put this podcast together. And I've made mistakes that the enemy, he thought he was going to come in and get me to quit, but he failed. He failed because this is a very clear purpose. Joe Heather and I know this is a very clear purpose and calling from God. So I'm going to give you some examples. You get a big chuckle out of some of these. So in one episode, I said something backwards. Now I do all the video editing afterwards, so I don't catch stuff until I process it. And I said, how am I supposed to discourage others when I feel encouraged? Tell you, I fell out of my chair laughing when I saw that. That's the effect it had. I laughed at it, right? And the guy showed me how to fix it. It took some, you know, about an hour or two to figure out how to go in and swap those audios so it came out the way my heart meant it to come out, which is, how am I supposed to encourage others when I feel discouraged? Because I do feel discouraged at times, right? And I work on that because he gave me the name Encourage. I'm supposed to encourage others, but, you know, but the enemy thought, well, you know, I'm going to use this against her. Maybe she'll quit. No. Right. So another example was a friend of mine who listens to our podcast pointed out that I pronounce iniquity wrong when I say inequities. And hopefully I said that in the right order. Well, there wasn't much. I did, you know. See, I'm not perfect. But there's not much I can do once it's published. But my point is, I could have felt bad. I could have let the enemy come in and say, you're a failure. Mm-hmm. Who's going to want to listen to you when you can't even say things correctly, right? But instead, you know what I did? I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, can you help me pronounce things better in future episodes? Just help me with it because you've called me to this. So I need some work. I need some help. I'm not perfect. And I need you to help perfect me in what you've called me to do. Because God, I'll be honest, God did not pick me to do this podcast because I'm an eloquent speaker. No, you've listened to me. I talk fast, right? You have to slow down to listen to me sometimes. You know, I'm up north. We talk fast, right? And I make mistakes all the time, right? But why did he pick me to do this podcast? Why he picked Johanna? Because he saw in our hearts, right, that we have a desire to share love and encouragement with other people, right? It's our heart. And we were willing, right? We did an episode recently on willingness to serve. I encourage you to go back and check out that episode. That's what he's looking for, is a heart. That's why he picked me, right? So what do? I share this with you, you know, because I need to stay on course. Now, the Lord gave me a word a couple of years ago during praise and worship. I'm singing in church, and he'll just randomly give me words ahead of time. And he said, stay on course and do not waver. Stay on course and do not waver. Do you know how many times the Holy Spirit has brought that back to my remembrance? When I'm going through something, he'll interrupt me and say, stay on course and do not waver. It's a powerful word of encouragement, right? And I've done it with the books. I've done it with the podcast. And I'm encouraging you to also stay on course and not waver if the Lord has put something on your heart, you know? And, you know, we want to encourage you up because you might be thinking there's like closed doors. You're making mistakes. You're feeling like you're doing what God has called you to do, but you're not prospering, right? At the moment, right? You're not seeing any progress, even though there's progress being made behind the scenes. God sees it. You may not see it, right? But we don't want you to lose hope. And we're going to be sharing with you a little bit later some scriptures on perseverance. So just hang on in there. And I'm going to pass it back to Jo Heather.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy. You know, thank you for sharing your personal story with us because that, you know, and it helps us. That's why we share our testimonies with each other, right? Is it helps us, it encourages us. And obviously with the name of Love and Encouragement to Live By, that's our goal. And we just want to acknowledge that it is incredibly tough to persevere despite difficulties and obstacles. You know, and I know there is not a single person listening to this podcast who hasn't faced trials and tribulations. You know, I have too, right? There have been times in my life where I felt like I was walking in a fog and it was so dense I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. But it's only through the strength of the Lord that I've been able to persevere and to just keep moving forward, literally just one step at a time. And for me, I always go back to some of the core learnings I've had in my life so far. I got a lot more to learn, but this is what I've got so far. And I just want to share with you some of my touchstone learnings that really help me in times where I really need help to persevere. And so my number one is keeping your eyes on Jesus. If I start to focus on myself and my circumstances, I can literally feel myself plummet like a stone dropped into the deep sea. I mean, when I catch myself doing what some people call navel gazing, that looking, oh, self, 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 as soon as the Holy Spirit brings it to my attention, you know, I quickly take a breath and shift my eyes to the Lord. Because despite what the world says, it's not all about me, it's all about Him. So if I am facing difficulties, I know He's right there with me because He's my rock. He cannot be shaken. And if I believe that I am the righteousness of God in Christ, which is written about in 2 Corinthians 5:21, then I am in Him and He is in me in the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, I'm enveloped, right? I'm surrounded. And He will never leave me nor forsake me. So it's in His strength that I can persevere despite the obstacles, and you can do that too. So my number two learning is about renewing your mind through scriptures and Bible reading. It's God's word is the critical tool in your path to perseverance, and reading your Bible every day is a critical part of that. And so for me, a powerful scripture is from King David's Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And there's a song that Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant wrote in 1984. Yes, that ages me. That puts these words to music. And I actually sing them out loud a lot. And here's the backstory to that. Amy wrote these lyrics after she got lost in the dark outside at a large ranch where she was staying. She finally saw a lamp, a light in the distance, and started walking towards that light, not realizing it was the light from her cabin. So she walked into her cabin, relieved to be back in safety, and wrote these words: "When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're right beside me. Nothing will I fear, as long as you are near, please be near me to the end." And I bet you've felt that way in life, you know, like you've sometimes lost your way. Well, it's God's word that keeps reminding you that he's there. Just put one foot in front of the other. It's all about the small steps. The word, the lamp is to your feet. It doesn't light up the whole world. The lamp is to your feet and light to your path. So God can't work through you if you're frozen and you're too afraid to move this way or that way. Don't keep standing still in the darkness. You know, he will work through you if you trust him enough to take that first step in the right direction. So my number three touchstone is listening to the Holy Spirit's leading. So when you've been reborn through Jesus Christ and you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, you see in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came and went as a helper to individuals in Old Testament times. But after Christ came, Christ promised the Holy Spirit as a comforter and a helper to us. And that's just who he is, you know, and who better to help in times of trial? The Holy Spirit can whisper to you what to do when you're struggling to persevere. He's right there to comfort and to strengthen you. Just call on him. So my number four touchstone in my perseverance journey is remembering your identity in Christ. And Tammy talked about this in terms of knowing your purpose. If you know what purpose the Lord has called you to and you stay grounded in it as truth, it's a powerful tool to help you keep on keeping on. And as a coach, I work with my clients on uncovering or just confirming their purpose and then designing ways to walk forward into that calling from the Lord. And there's a lot of detail to this that we can't go into today, but I will tell you it's very impactful to get this written down in black and white. You may be a person who has a tendency to lose focus on your purpose in the hustle and bustle of life. Okay, then write it down. Put it on a note in your home or in your car. Just use it as a reminder about who you are and whose you are, who you belong to. Knowing your identity is a great motivator to help you persevere. And with all of that, I'm going to pause for a second and I'm going to share with you that today's sponsor spotlight is about our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's released her new book called My God in Whom I Trust, a study of Psalm 91. She's also the author of the Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams, and God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She's blessed with the gift of storytelling. You guys know that. And she believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. Plus, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to feature your favorite ministry effort here, contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you, Jo Heather. And for those helpful truths that you listed, that you know, encouraging people to write them down, that has to do with what, how to deal with stuff during trials and tribulations. And I love the keeping your eyes on Jesus. And, mm-hmm. and that is so true. Mm-hmm. You know, I have had this visual that I've been meditating on. I'm going to share it with you personally, because I've been going through some difficult and challenging times. And so if this works for me, hopefully it will work for you. You know, so I envision being on the boat during the storm, kind of like where Peter would be. You know, I can see the railing of the boat and the storms out there. And then I see Jesus. I see Jesus walking on the water. And I ask him to come to him. And he calls me to him. So what the Lord is showing me in this visual is that the winds and the waves and all the stuff around me is all the unsettling things in my life. It could be, for you, it could be sickness. It could be, you know, financial strain. It could be all kinds of stuff. You might be losing, you know, a loved one, or you might have to change a job, or you might have to relocate. It could be anything that's causing you unrest, right? But when I keep my focus, like she was talking about, when I keep my focus on him, right, he's the one thing in the storm that is steady. He's the one thing that is calm, right? If I just keep my focus on him, call out to him, right, go to him, then I can be with him where there is peace within the storm. Now, you can find this account in Matthew chapter 14. It's like verses 22 through 33. If you want to go ahead, I encourage you to read it. Visualize it. Take this as yours, you know, and whenever you're going through something, just picture yourself there, right? Picture yourself out there and think about all the stuff, because he is the one calm thing. So in your life, if you stop thinking about all the stuff, because what happened to Peter? Peter looked at the waves and bloop, there he did. He went, right. But he called out to the Lord going down. The Lord picked him up. So, you know, Anyways, he is the anchor in the storm. He really is. He's the anchor in the storm. So, as promised, I want to share with you some scriptures on what the Word has to say about perseverance. And I suggest writing them down. If you're driving, you can't. You can come back later and write them down. But this is so you can have them to stand on when the enemy tries to tell you that you're a failure and to persuade you to give up. So the first one is in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. That's a powerful verse. That's a couple of verses. That's powerful. Think about that. The next one is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, I know people are reading this saying, there's no joy in suffering, Tammy. I know, but this is what it's saying here. It's not about the situation. It's about what produces. You know, your faith produces perseverance, and it has to be finished so that you cannot lack anything. So the next one is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. This is talking about, we can pray for this. I can pray for this for Jo Heather when she's going through a difficult time, that she perseveres through whatever she's going through. And the last one I'm going to give you right now is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness. What a beautiful ending. You didn't just stop at perseverance there. Godliness comes afterwards. I think that's amazing. So did you notice anything interesting about all these verses and how perseverance is talked about? Think about that, right? The Word says that it's a good thing to persevere. We don't think of it that way. We don't. We think that this is just terrible. I have to go through this, right? That these circumstances are, we're looking at the circumstances, but the Lord's not. It's a good thing to persevere. Things in life happen. Like you had the word of fallen world after Adam and Eve, things are going to come up, but how we deal with them and how we choose to overcome them or quit, you know, that is what builds up our endurance, our character, and even our hope. So the next time you go through something, you know what? The Lord got me through that. I persevere through that with the Lord's strength, right? Because remember, too, that God is always with you, right? He wants you to persevere. You know, he is here to help you through it. He gave us the Holy Spirit, right? You know, and I'm going to share with you one of my prayers when I get low, and I get low, we're not perfect. We struggle. We have gone through struggles. We will still go through struggles until we go to be with the Lord, right? We're not going to be exempt from that. Nobody gets exempt from that in life. So when I get low and I'm struggling, this is a very simple prayer that I cry out to the Lord, because I'm at a point where I'm not sure what to do sometimes. And it's very simple. So I encourage you to write down, and maybe you can have this prayer for you, which is, God, help me not to quit. Help me not to doubt. Be my strength, Jesus. Mm. And I will tell you, when I pray that simple prayer, you know, he always comes through for me, always.
Mm. Mm. That is such a simple and beautiful prayer to remember. And if you're listening today and feel like all you've done your life is quit, well, use this podcast as your inspiration to try something different. Use Tammy's prayer. Start thanking God today for helping you not to quit. Thank him for helping you not to doubt. Thank him now for being your strength. You know, your words are powerful. You may not feel like you've arrived, but your power to persevere will be strengthened the more you speak these words out loud. You don't have to wait for someone else to speak these truths over you. Maybe you never had anybody in your life speak anything positive over you. Guess what? If the Lord has given you voice, open it. Open your mouth. Just open your mouth and speak God's word out loud over your own life. And guys, we've talked about this before, over your family's life. But right now I'm talking to you. Just hearing your own voice, speaking the truth of the Lord, is a powerful weapon in your fight against the enemy's attempts to discourage you and to take you off track. Because it may be time to acknowledge that sometimes your feelings of wanting to give up are a spiritual attack in your life. It's not about you being lazy. It's a spiritual attack. And this attack is trying to take away the blessings that the Lord has in store for you. So if you don't feel motivated at this moment to fight back for yourself, I want you to think about it this way. Would you fight back if someone threatened your kids or your grandkids? Would you take action immediately? If the answer is yes, then you know how God feels about you. He's right there with you when the enemy is on the rampage and trying to hinder you. So put on your armor, the armor that God has given you, and be confident in God and in his provision. Now, if you need more support in your journey to persevere, have you considered calling out for prayer from other like-minded believers? Tammy alluded to this. I bet there are other brothers and sisters in Christ around you who would be honored to pray over you, because prayer does change things. Tammy gave you a number of scriptures just a moment ago that can inspire you in this area. And I'm going to offer you Colossians chapter 1 as a confirmation about prayer. In this letter, Paul is telling the Colossians that he and Timothy have not stopped praying for them, that they continually ask God to fill them with knowledge. So you too can ask others to join you in praying to the Lord to strengthen you with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance for the days ahead.
Amen. And as you were talking there, that word endurance just popped. Mm-hmm. It just popped right off, because mm-hmm. That's true. That's what the Lord gives you when you choose to persevere. Mm-hmm. He gives you the endurance to get through it. Wow. This is a powerful episode. I can see why the enemy was so discouraging us to come forth and do it. So I just, you know, as we're getting ready to close, I just want to encourage you to not give up on God. And because that's really what the heart of this topic is, right? And because sadly, I will tell you, there are people who thrown in the towel, who have given up, who said, it's just too hard. You know, I can't do it, Lord. And they doubted that God would come through. They didn't see him coming through. Maybe the wait was a long time. I mean, just think, what if Abraham had given up on the God, mm-hmm. waiting for that child to come in? I mean, he kind of did. He tried to take matters in his own hands. But, you know, that didn't produce anything good, no. You know, doing it, you know. Yeah, because, I mean, when you're thinking that you're giving up on your dream or your purpose, you know, I mean, it's really giving up on God. That's what these people who gave up did. They gave up on God, right? They didn't think, they didn't believe him, right? That he was going to come through for him. And they believed the world instead. The world, because we're in spiritual warfare. There are gods up here, and there's angels around you, and he's trying to encourage you, and then the enemy's trying to to tell you everything opposite of what the Lord has in store for you, what he's called you to do. And it's this battle going on. And you know, it's a lot to sort through. And you get battle weary. We know we get battle weary too, right? But God loves you. I would tell you that God loves you and he does not want you to give up on him. So this episode, I've been telling you, this episode is all about encouraging you to not give up. Others may have given up. That doesn't mean you have to give up, right? If God has called you to something, then don't believe these lies, the enemies, these flaming arrows that come at you. God will come through. And I wrote a book about this that might help you with it if you need some extra something to encourage you up. It's God is Able to Study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. And it's kind of what it's based off of this verse. I'm going to read this verse to you if you're not familiar with it. You know, 2 Corinthians 9:8 from the King James Version. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Think about that. When I read that verse, it encouraged me to write this book. Was I read that verse and I said, and I'd read it before, but one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me and I knew if I got that one verse to come alive in my life, I was going to be okay. And maybe that's what you need right now, to know that you're going to be okay if you can get one verse to come alive in your life. Because that's God's promise, that if he will supply whatever you need for whatever good work he calls you to do. He didn't say it was going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, especially in your own strength, but you are not expected to do this alone. Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse 5, I'm just paraphrasing a part of it, apart from me, you can do nothing. You are not expected to do this without him. So don't let anyone encourage you that God is not going to pour out his grace over you in your life so that you're not going to be able to fulfill what he has created you for. You know, your purpose is what you were born for, what he created you for. So I know I'm a little fired up, but if there's just one thing I want to encourage you.
Yeah.
If there's just one thing you take away from today, it's don't give up on God. He hasn't given up on you.
Oh, amen and amen, Tammy. Good words. God never gives up on you. As Tammy said, don't let the enemy deceive you into thinking that. Even if you feel like God has turned away from you, or if you feel like he should, come on now, trust us. He hasn't given up and he never will. You know, I like to leave you with something to think about. So here's your challenge question of the week. How can looking to God and trusting in him help you to persevere? Thank you for taking time to join us today. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. If you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. And join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.